allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's start with approval of the minutes from January 11th.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions, comments, changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Carries. All right, department requests. Sean is going to be covered by Jack.
Sure. So yesterday at Public Safety, Sean presented the good news that we were awarded the Upstate Family Defense Quality Improvement Grant in the amount of $500,000. So it would be amending the budget to reflect both revenue and expenses.
I'll move.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Does anyone have any questions? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Requesting authorization to amend the 2021 Major Equipment Fund to carry over $40,000 to the 2022 Major Equipment Fund. For purchase a truck.
We have a motion and a second. Does anyone have any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Tammy's on the hot seat now.
We share. Good morning. There were several reports attached to your agenda, one that I emailed out last night. Were there any questions on the purchase orders or budget transfers?
I didn't have any questions. How about you, John?
Nope, nothing.
Gary, any questions?
No, thank you.
And then there was the financial summary. Keeping in mind, this is still very much in draft format. We haven't booked a lot of revenues, as you will notice by the notes that were off to the side.
So this email that I got only had the first four departments on it.
Did anybody else have that issue?
Mine has all of them.
I only had four. I printed all of them, but this is all I got.
I'm sorry. I can resend it. I'll try to resend it.
Gary, what did you have? Did you have any questions on the financial summary?
No, not at this point.
Okay. Are you seeing anything else unusual, Tammy? I mean, I saw your notes here. The only one I didn't quite understand on the highway and machinery, it says something about $1 million less in taxes in 21.
Right. So, you know, each year the tax levy ends up going where whichever fund needs it. So in whatever it was it 20 or 21? In 21, there compared to 20, there was less actual tax revenue attributed to highway and machinery rather than, I think, because we purchased less.
Okay.
You know, that we had planned to purchase less equipment in 21. So that we didn't need the tax levy there. So it ended up going either staying in general or it went to the regular highway.
And on the jail, the federal lodging, it's noted that it's up $212,000. Do we book that like on a cash basis when we get it?
No, we book it as we bill it.
Okay. So we bill it. And once it's billed, we're relatively confident we're going to get paid.
Yes. They pay pretty much according to plan.
Can you walk through the social services department and the explanations off to the right?
Probably not, but I'll try. So this was in an attempt to explain the decrease in actual
county costs,
yeah. Expenditures, if you will, primarily contractual, because that was down the 4.7. So I just shot an email off to Lise and crew, and this was kind of the summary of what she sent back.
Okay.
Again, mostly because we haven't fully expended, we haven't booked the accounts payable for those three, assistance and foster care and preventative. Local share Medicaid is down because of offset, if you will, for additional state aid that they were using to offset our share of the Medicaid, that $2 million, which is the biggest bump. And then for Glovehouse, it was actually just shut down, so we had no contractual obligation there.
Right. Is that offset state aid versus local, is that a one-time deal? We didn't budget for that, right?
So. Well, so we haven't until this year. For 2022, we budgeted to our statutory Medicaid cap before we budgeted below, but we still were conservative on that number. So we knew that there was some room in there, but it's been more than a one shot. It's related to CARES Act, ARPA, the whole thing. So it's been a couple years now that will start going away. We face, based on this and some of the changes that the state is proposing to make, we face a much more realistic likelihood that we start bumping up against our statutory cap.
Okay.
But I don't know if it'll be 2022, 23. Not sure.
Okay.
Well, on that social services, the revenues are half. Is that just simply because we are too early in the accrual process to get that where it belongs, or is it really going to be half of what it was the year before?
No, it will be. I don't know that it will be half.
We're just too early in the process.
Yeah, we're way early.
Okay.
I suspect that they are. I didn't ask the question, but I suspect they're months behind in claims.
Yeah, Tammy. So what do you think by the end of the quarter, we'll have some better figures?
Oh, sure, definitely by the end of March. Hopefully sooner than that.
Okay. Thank you.
I can bring it back then if I can update this and bring it back after we think we're closer.
And give John the rest of the information this time.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
I know we try to keep him in the dark a little bit.
Well, yes, so don't many questions.
That's when he has all the right information, he
asked him. He only had a page from which to choose. the next report was the room tax analysis. That was informational, but if there are any questions, I can again try to respond to those. It recovered quite nicely from 2020. Look, the recovery in revenue was nice.
Yes,
it does look, it looks good. That's very promising.
One thing that I didn't get on the agenda was getting formal approval to use the ARPA standard allowance for our revenue loss calculations as part of the final rule related to the American Recovery Plan Act. Entities can choose to take the standard allowance, which is $10 million. Up to $10 million rather than calculating it each year or as the time carries on. I think we should move in that direction. Our calculated loss for 2020 was $9.1 million and change. Based on what I believe to have happened, given our income from CHIPS, the sales tax that we, the increase in sales tax that we've received and the driver diversion, those three revenue sources, I suspect we won't have a loss compared to 2019 for 2021. And I have no idea what 2022 will bring, but I think it allows us to have a firm plan and a known dollar amount if we adopt the standard, and it would save a bunch of calculations and potentially we would end up with more to spend in unrestricted than under the restricted categories.
And so I think personally, as a recommendation, it's also a good idea. It doesn't restrict you. Say you wanted to do that 9 million split for, fiber or whatever was under the restricted. It doesn't prevent you from doing that. It just gives you more flexibility and saves Tammy a lot of time justifying that extra or dealing with that extra almost $2 million in terms of, you know, unrestricted. Mm-hmm.
Well, it seems to make sense to go with like a safe harbor calculation rather than go through the motions of calculating it. And then what happens if it's less?
Right. So yeah. That's my biggest worry is that we would end up, you know, down near the 8 million or 6 million or who knows where.
Right. And then we'd run out of money. We wouldn't be able to pay for that fiber.
So if you need a motion, I'll make the motion.
Probably.
Yeah. I think we had a motion.
Yep, in a second.
And okay. A second. Any other questions regarding that safe harbor calculation? All in favor?
Aye.
Any aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I know. Well, I should wait a minute. I know there's a delay.
And then before we go into the end of your adjustments, Mitch had an update from the 3+1 group, that the cash vest, if you will. I'll just step aside.
Yep. So last meeting, Mr. Malter asked for an update, and I think it's a good time to do so on how we're doing with the 3+1 cash vest program. In a few words, it's going very well, I feel. I think this is a good time to give an update just because I think we're starting to see some of the benefits. But, you know, we are now soliciting quotes from you know, 20 plus banks when we are renewing a CD, as opposed to four or five that we used to. I think that's, you know, promoting healthy competition and gives us better rates. We're also benchmarking, you know, the county's portfolio and performance against the Treasury benchmark, which is, I think that's important to do. 99.5% of the county's cash is providing value or through interest earnings or offsetting bank fees. That 99.5% is up from when we started the program in August of 21. So, which was, we were at about 98% there. So I think we're making steps in the right direction. We're also exploring different investment opportunities and options than we have in the past. We recently, we haven't purchased treasury bills since 2020 because the rates were pretty terrible. And now they're coming back up. So we recently purchased some T-bills. We're also exploring a new program that may prove helpful for taking advantage of some of the new investment opportunities and options that we have that the legislature, state legislature approved last year or the year before. And I don't think we would have been geared up to do that had we not been part of this program. So I think, as I said at the beginning, I think some of those things are starting to kick in and we're seeing some of the benefits of participating in the program. As far as the actual performance of our funds and interest earnings, it's all relative. I'll preface by saying that. So, you know, rates really, really fell off a cliff in 2020 when COVID hit. So 2019, if you look at the full year of interest earnings, we earned, round numbers, about $2.5 million. 2020, around $760,000. And for 21, we were at about $282,000. So some pretty substantial decreases over that period of time. But if you look at the interest earnings, just looking at the second to fourth quarter of 20 versus 21. So 2020 was 275 and 21 was 153,000. And one important footnote to those figures is, that since we're doing, traditionally we had done 30, 60, 90 day CDs and not gone any longer than that. We're doing longer terms now. 18 is the longest we've gone, 18 months. So one thing to keep in mind when we're looking at these numbers is sometimes if a CD hasn't matured, you know, we're not realizing interest maybe until 22, 23. So there's some of that happening as well. But so, yeah, I think, you know, the 3+1s helped us get better rates than we would have gotten by, you know, soliciting more quotes from banks. I think, as I mentioned, I think last time I provided an update, the rate they negotiated with one of our banks essentially will pay for the service for a year just by them negotiating with one of our banks on our rates. But yeah, I think just as important with rates being low, another thing that they're helping us with is looking at restructuring, trying to find efficiencies within our account structures and trying to save us from some of the banking fees that we were traditionally charged. And, you know, they have more negotiating power than if we were just on our own, because they have a lot of New York clients, especially big counties. And, you know, those economies of scale, when they're negotiating, they're trying to get rates for not just us, but other counties. So I think those things help us in the long run. And that's kind of the update, but I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
So a few questions. I know that the feds are looking at raising rates 4 or 5 times this year. I'm assuming that will help us sit in our interest earnings. In what were the interest earnings for 2021 and what was budgeted? Do we know that? And what is projected for 2022?
Do you happen to know what the budget number is?
I think Jack is looking.
We did.
And you know, one of my favorite things is long-term investments. And I'm hoping that you're looking at something like that. And, you know, a 5-year to 7-year investment situation that we got a guaranteed rate sitting out there. So.
But. Do they give us any information on what interest rates were? I mean, if you give us these numbers, and it would appear that we are not making out any better. In fact, it gives the very strong appearance that we are really not making out well at all. Mm-hmm. So when you're paying for a service that is supposed to maximize how much interest you're making, we probably need some additional data. You know, where what is the trend have been in interest earnings? And then also, what banks are charging us fees? How much are those fees, and how much have they saved us in fees that might help soften the blow a little bit?
Sure. I mean, you know, I the other day I looked at, you know, the benchmark that we're looking at, the Treasury benchmark, you know, did just a quick graph of what happened in March of 20. And it really is, you know, visually, you know, I guess I should have brought that, but it really fell off a cliff. So, I mean, that's kind of what I was trying to say at the beginning, is with it being all relative to what the market is doing. Mm-hmm. And I think the program has helped us mitigate a lot of the loss that we would have realized if, and that's the part that's tough to calculate, is what would have happened if we weren't participating in the program. I certainly do. I see the benefit of it, but you know, if there's more we can provide to help, you know, explain that a little bit more, you know, I'm happy to provide that. But
sure. Well, and then the other question would be, and as soon as I remember what it is, because it's gone, I'll ask you. Go ahead, Jack.
While you're waiting for that, the budgeted amount for interest earning revenue in 2022 that we put in was 827, and that was flat from 2021's budget.
We don't accrue interest on those long-term CDs?
We don't. And partly, I think we're limited by the CD program that we use, which is a homegrown program. Mm-hmm. It really does not work well with trying to accrue the interest on a monthly basis. So we we wait until the CD's cashed
to
realize the interest.
How much was that contract again that we paid?
$40,000.
Okay. And that's annual. Did we sign on for more than 1 year?
I think it's a 1 year contract with three or four renewals, I think.
Okay.
So the budget for 2020 and 2021 was 800 and some thousand.
27. Yep.
So how close did we come in 21 to reaching that goal? Apparently from what the numbers you just gave me, didn't even come close.
Not very close.
My year to date was, we were 31%, but that was, yeah.
So do you think this year we're going to get close to the 870,000?
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I think we're doing is investing more as a percentage of just more dollar for dollar than we were before. And so even though the rates are pretty poor, by having more invested, the data that they provide allow us to have the comfort to invest more and be more comfortable without cutting ourselves short on cash flow, that we've got more out there earning money for us. So
is part of the ARPA funds been invested sitting out there? Does that follow the ARPA situation, or is that our money?
That's our money.
Yeah.
Which is unusual, but that's also part of that. Final rule, unrestricted as well.
So as far as CDs, what the longest ones that you have out there? 3 years?
18 months.
18 months? It is what it is.
It is.
Little steps,
John. Well, and the other thing is, if we're not really accruing some of that interest, what percentage of it is in long-term CDs and how much interest might be floating around out there? It might ease the pain a little bit of what the budget numbers appear to be.
Right.
So, all right. Does anybody else have any questions or comments for Mitch?
Oh, thanks, Mitch.
Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
So am I missing something in this agenda? The district attorney, was that pulled?
It's not on it. It's been pulled.
Yeah, I don't have anything on the DA on mine.
That's for the next one, I think. But I actually do have something, a contingent fund transfer relative to the thing for me.
This says budget adjustment VOCA grant, district attorney. So where did I get this agenda? It says February 8th, huh?
Yeah, website issues, it was pulled. And agenda was revised after you received that.
Thank you.
So the budget adjustments that were sent out, and then I have two that were late arrivals. The first is the the annual end of year fringe adjustments, and you can see the summaries within the funds. 42,000 and change for the highway machinery fund, 578 for the actual road, county road fund, and 796 for the general fund. So we were able to fund them all with the exception of the road highway machinery out of other fringe lines. So we didn't have to go elsewhere for that.
Yeah. So we'll entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
All right, we have a motion. We have a motion and a second to do that budget transfer. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Aye. Motion carried.
The second is maintenance in lieu of rent. We book a budgeted amount throughout the year, just a monthly amount every month based on the budget. And then we true it up at year end based on actual expenses. So with the exception of the risk management or the workers' comp fund, we were able to balance just within the maintenance and lieu of rent lines.
All right, we have another adjustment. I'll entertain a motion.
Come on.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion, any opposed? Motion passes.
The third one is for negative salary lines. It looks like that was only necessary for the general fund. I believe the other funds were able to fund it independently without having it rise to the level of committee approval. So the total was 107,000. 107,000 that came out of the social services salary line and went to all of the other ones that are listed.
Hello.
Motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
The fourth one was to roll the unspent bulletproof vest grant with a year of 2020 to 2022. They have a 2-year period.
So moved.
I have a motion and a second. Any questions? All in favor?
It's a one-sided entry.
It's only 50% funding, so it's a half of a one-sided entry.
So it's a quarter entry.
Okay. Those unbalancing things that just happen.
So it'll show up next month as a reconciling item on our budget transfer report.
Nice. Did we vote? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, motion carries.
And the two that didn't make the list or make the agenda, the first is we discovered an error. One of the departments said, hey, we budgeted more than we have in our line for minor equipment. So upon research, we budgeted within the expenditure lines the net cost of equipment for three departments, and three have funding from outside that we need to gross up their minor equipment line so that they can actually spend it and then request reimbursement from their funding sources. So that is Office on Aging, the navigation, the water patrol, and then social services. So Office on Aging, we need to add 8,860. Navigation is $650 and DSS is $10,420. And that will be a one-sided entry because we're just increasing the expenditures because we did budget for their revenue.
I'll give you half a motion.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions regarding that entry? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And the last one relates to 2021 again, for asking for a contingency transfer for to fund judgments and claims, our judgments and claims costs. Each year, we county attorney prepares an estimate of tort claims, what our settlement costs may be or our defense costs. And that varies based on what's out there. And this year it was $510,000. So we had a little bit left in the budget. The budget started out at $350,000 and was down to about $100,000 or so. So we needed to transfer in $400,000. I'm going a little over in case other bills come in later. So I'm asking for $420,000 to fund the $510,000 year-end adjustment for those claims. It's an estimate and it may or may not, and we just adjust that every year based on what the estimate is at end of year.
Is that coming out of contingency?
That's my request, yes, that we fund it out of contingency.
Oh, well.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Does anybody have any other questions regarding that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Did we want to talk about the real property tax auction in open session or executive?
It's litigation, so I would suggest we go into executive.
Okay. Jack, did you want to do your thing before we go into executive?
My stuff, please.
Yep.
If that's okay.
Yes, please.
Please.
Okay, so some cleanup items for you folks based on committee action and one based on a committee that will happen shortly. Admin approved the use or the upgrading of the website. So looking for authorization to spend the $46,234 from the EDP capital project, which is the IT capital project.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes.
Thank you. Second was from PSNC yesterday, requesting contingent fund transfer of $8,000 to the finance budget, if that's okay, Tammy, for the amended contract for Bonadio for the forfeiture audit.
So move.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And this is a bit unusual, but trying to be efficient and save a special meeting. If you're not comfortable with it, that's fine. And we can have the special meeting, but was looking for authorization to spend out of a capital project based on what we're going to be proposing in the next meeting, in the ad hoc meeting. It's a little unusual to come to finance first. Don't have to. We could have a special meeting before the board meeting. It's up to you.
We could just simply make it contingent on passing the other
committee. Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So I sent out the information last night. We're looking at about $47,000 of work on the Serview building, but I'd like to propose spending not to exceed $60,000, just in case we run into some issues, from the historic buildings renovation project, which has a balance of $425,000, and we have nothing planned to spend that on. So we have that project available.
I'll move it.
Thank you.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Thank you. That's it for me.
When is microphone
going to be open? We're targeting May as a worst case scenario, and talk. We'll talk a little bit more about it probably next meeting.
All right. Anybody have anything else for open? All right.
Second.
All right. We have a motion and a second to go in executive. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are in executive session. Mm-hmm. We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are out of executive session. Anything for any more? All right. Motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Okay, next.